Since 1997, the concept of social media has been a fascinating way to connect with other individuals across the globe and share your life in some capacity. Now, in the modern era, it is used to show off your body, basically sending the idea of common decency to extinction. Sure, we have laws in the books that say you can't walk around the streets of LA with nothing on. All you have to wear is a thin bikini, and it basically does the same thing. We used to discourage and look down upon people who watch, subscribe, or worse, participate in porn. Now people will proudly display their link trees with the one click and you are on their OnlyFans page, a site to pay to see nude photos of women. I mean, publicly on YouTube, there are tens of thousands of these women saying they're selling their bodies on these sites, degrading themselves to nothing more than the meat on their bones to win the applause of despicable men that watch and consume all their content. Social media applications such as Facebook, X, and especially Instagram have allowed such content to roam on their platforms with little pushback. You know, the same platform the 13-year-olds use, they may also encounter a naked photo or, at minimum, a link to a page displaying the depravity of the internet culture. Luckily, all is saved, though. According to AP News, Instagram said scammers often use direct messages to ask for intimate images. To counter this, it will soon start testing out a nudity protection feature for direct messages that blurs any images with nudity and encourages people to think twice before sending nude images. The feature is designed not only to protect from seeing unwanted nudity in their DMs, but also to protect them from scammers who may send nude images to trick people into sending their own images in return, Instagram said. The feature will be turned on by default globally for teens under 18. Adult users will get a notification encouraging them to activate it. This, however, is only being activated on Instagram, so Facebook and WhatsApp users that are also owned by Meta will still have the normal app functions. The fact is that we have created a society that allows women to degrade themselves for money. It's sickening and evil, and the worst part is many people believe it is harmless. The biggest issues arise for these women after they grow tired of selling themselves and decide they want to settle down and get married, maybe have a kid or two. Then they think to themselves, why doesn't anyone want to marry me? I mean, I only plastered my body across the internet. It is depressing, and I don't blame these women entirely. I blame the lack of good fathers, strong women role models, and a society that treats them with dignity. We need to change the culture, and it starts with shaming the idea of public indecency online and in real life. Meta should and needs to ban nudity altogether on all their platforms, but they won't, and women will suffer for it. I'm Pierce Crawford, and welcome to the Crawford Press. Hello and welcome back to the show. Hope everyone's having a wonderful Friday. A little bit of a shorter show today. NPR is finally facing the backlash they deserve. This was reported on by Fox News. Congressional Republicans said National Public Radio's federal funding should be revisited after a senior editor at the publication penned a scathing review of its employees' partisan makeup. I'll come back to the Fox News article, but I think the New York Times does a much better job recapping the situation. Yuri Berliner, a senior business editor who worked for NPR for 25 years, wrote in an essay published Tuesday by the Free Press, a popular Substack publication, that people at every level of NPR have comfortably coincided around the progressive worldview. Mr. Berliner, a Peabody Award-winning journalist, cascaded NPR for what he said was the litany of journalistic missteps around coverage of several major news events, including the origins of COVID-19 and the war in Gaza. He also said the internal culture at NPR had placed race and identity as the paramount in nearly every aspect at the workplace. Back to the Fox News article, NPR has abandoned their own definition of diversity and inclusion with their one-sided reporting and blatant biased newsroom. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, Republican out of Minnesota, and the number three House Republican leader told Fox News Digital. The choice should be simple. Fulfill your obligation to provide accurate, balanced information to the American people or forfeit taxpayer funding. Now, in a quote from Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, as he was talking to Fox News Digital, if you get a Republican administration, and that's increasingly likely, you can expect NPR to suffer if they don't show a lack of partisanship, and that's not where they are today. I mean, NPR has always been biased. If you have ever listened to the show, the hosts speak like they are neutral, but they truly aren't. This is why Morning Wire exists and other applications like that. The left establishment NPR, the right private company, Morning Wire from the Daily Wire crew. I mean, there really is no such thing as unbiased news in this day and age. This is the point that you cannot just go to one source for your news. I mean, applications like NPR and Morning Wire as a center as it comes, but you're still going to get biasy there. That's why if you listen to the New York Times, you got to look at articles from the New York Post. If you look at the CNN, you look at Fox News and back and forth and back and forth. And I'm not sponsored by any means, but I highly recommend the Ground News app. It puts in perspective the biases of individual publications and aids in figuring out the fact from opinion. It is always going to be much easier to hear from applications that really affirm our strong beliefs that we already have. If you're for or against abortion, you're going to want to listen to facts that support your cause. And that same goes for everything. But I would urge you to challenge yourself to listen to multiple news sources. As much as you might cringe at CNN, or you might say the Daily Wire is out of touch, you need to actually consume as much information as possible. And in between there is where the truth is. Anyhow, that will do it for the show today. Thank you so much for listening on your preferred podcasting platform. If you want to give us a follow, that is the best way you can support the show. And I will talk to you all tomorrow. God bless.